professor at Foothill College and a founder of a learning assessment company that applies neuromonitoring tools for stress management, health, and peak performance. Her research, writing, and teaching in the mind-brain field center on using an EEG brainwave monitoring system to help individuals maximize their brain-mind potentials. Pat has written a chapter in Audacious Aging, quote, Building Community from the Inside Out. She's also the author of When Sleeping Beauty Wakes Up. Pat, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Well, thank you, Lisa. It's good to be with you.
I'm so happy to have you on the show. I absolutely loved your book. And in the preface to Heal Your Mind, Rewire Your Brain, you write, quote, in these critical times of stress, financial struggles, and mental chaos, it seems imperative that genuine compassion for ourselves and others becomes a focal point for an evolutionary shift in our society. And a lot of your book is about meditation, and I'm wondering, how does learning about the brain and meditation enable us to tap into our genuine compassion for ourselves and others?
Good question.
Thank you.
What I would say about the brain and meditation is my own experience.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I have done meditation for over 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
They call it mind training now, which is really true. You really are training in managing your mind. But I really never really understood what I was doing. I mean, I know it's not a cognitive process, but I just couldn't. I did it, and I felt incredibly relaxed, and I'm a healthy person, and all that kind of thing. But what really was going on? And until I started investigating the brain research that's being done on mind training and actually seeing brain waves on my EEG machine, did I begin to really understand the importance of beginning to train the mind, and you know, in a whole more expanded view than just me, Pat Lynn Kyle.
Oh, wow.
So I just felt strongly enough, you know, writing a book is not the easiest thing in the world.
No.
It wasn't for me. And why would I do such a thing? I feel that it is so important, and it's free just to sit down and be able to not only relax your body, but allow the mind to start beginning to be at rest. I think it's just an incredible gift we give for ourselves, and it is a compassionate gift.
Yeah, no, I think it's really important. You know, I have what I've heard is called monkey mind, and in the book you talk about the beta and the alpha waves and some other theta waves and other things, but I always seem to be in beta brain, which I learned from your book, and it's, you know, our normal waking chatter brain. And I'd like to get into my alpha brain, which is when you're more physically relaxed, and I find meditation extremely difficult. Are there any tips for folks like me who have trouble getting out of the beta and into the alpha? And if you can tell us a little bit more about the alpha beta to make sure I got it correct.
Oh, it sounds like you did.
Okay.
The beta brain waves are our ordinary consciousness, and good grief, we need this in order to make, you know, our plane reservations and just get in the morning and get going, making our lunches and so forth. We need the beta brain, but it taxes the brain a lot, this fast-moving energy of this frequency. Yeah, and I'm just going to say a quick thing about this new evolutionary part of the brain.
Sure.
It's 1,000 years old, but it's the newest. It's actually in our forehead, that forehead area. It's the newest brain. It's very, very tender and is very temperamental, meaning that it's just 4% of our brain, but it's really the CEO of the brain. It tells everything what to do. You put an intention out, everything goes through that CEO part of the brain. It needs a lot of nutrients, a lot of energy, sugar probably, glucose, and oxygen. Now, if you're using that a lot, that's busy, 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 it literally wears it out. So at the end of the day, you're tired.
Yeah.
You're tired, and it's tired in there, you can't be as efficient as you'd like to be, you're not as clear as you'd like to be. So what you do is just gently move into alpha.
Okay.
And alpha is literally closing your eyes. When I would see, when I see someone on my EEG machine and I just say, close your eyes, immediately, in most people, I begin to see the alpha area of the brainwaves start to activate. So closing the eyes is really important. Another way to activate alpha is when your eyes are closed, to just move your eyes up so that they begin to kind of look toward your forehead. If you do that two or three times, it will start reducing the beta and opening more into alpha.
Oh, really? So your eyes are closed, but you're just looking up at
your
forehead.
I don't do it a lot.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
We're moving it from the head now to the body, and that begins to really relax all the neurons that are quickly firing up on your forehead and head, and just bring it down and bring it in more into balance.
Oh, that's really good. Now, do you recommend using, like, saying OM or some other, you know, easy thing to say, or do you tell people when they're first starting out to maybe just focus on the breath for meditation? What's your preference? Or do you have something else?
Yes, I think OM is great to start out.
Okay.
You just want to do some kind of a chant of some kind. It's almost like letting the brain know, oh, we're switching gears.
Yeah.
And, you know, sound is in every part of our body. Music is in every part of our body. So it just starts to enliven us. And then the very first thing to do is to begin to relax the muscles in the body. I don't even do the breath first. The breath just naturally will come after the body has been put into balance. So you're just beginning to relax it. You literally give each area of your body the intention, I want this relaxed now. And the brain will strategize how to do that.
Oh, that's good.
You use the intention. Intention is only in us humans. No other animal has intention. It's one of the newer tools of the mind.
Yeah, I was going to ask. You write about there's four tools, mm-hmm. and one of them is intention. What are the others?
Yeah, well, so intention is direction and purpose.
Okay.
The other one is attention.
Okay.
So it's how do you focus? Where's your concentration? It enables you to establish a field of awareness and sustain your mind in a single focused manner. Yeah, and attention has been known to grow nerve cells, neurogenesis, and it's also very involved in opening more of those little fiber connectors from the nerve cells to the next one. So that nerve connectors are really important for sending messages to our mind and our body. So attention is what really grows the brain.
Oh, it's interesting.
I think.
Oh, you know, it's funny because earlier today, I'm not very artistically inclined, but my daughter, like, I got her some model. She's 5 and a half, and I got her some modeling clay, and she said, oh, you know, there's a little pig on the box. Can you make that? And I thought, oh, I'll try. And I got really focused, and I felt more relaxed as I was, like, paying attention to the details of the pig's face. And it didn't come out too well, but anyway, I tried to make it. But is that something like getting involved in some kind of art or something that kind of gets you focused? Because I felt more relaxed.
Focus. Yeah. Well, this is, boy, you're really sensitive because
I am.
What I do, when I do... to get people to say, what is attention? I just have them look at kind of a spot on the wall or a corner in the ceiling and just say, just do that for a minute. And I time them. And I say, what happened to your body? And they said, well, I just feel more relaxed.
Oh.
And what I see on my EEG machine is that the brain frequencies start to congeal right in the center. So you're bringing your attention into the center so it's not splayed out so far, like multitasking, which is not my favorite subject.
Yeah, you write about that, and that seems to be the way everyone's doing everything nowadays.
On top of each other, it really wears out this part of the brain. This is not the place you want to wear out. This is where they find dead cells when they look at Alzheimer's people. You do not want to do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really important that you manage this brain mind. And you know, this is new for people because brain research is new.
Yeah.
It's just this kind of information has come out in the last 6 years.
Well, it's just so fascinating. You know, another thing that was so interesting in your book, and then we can get back to the other two tools, is you talk about meditation, you know, helping to change the neural pathways to create more positive thoughts and reduce anger. That would benefit many people, I'm sure, you know.
It actually literally grows the brain, you know, in creating more cells and more connectors.
Yeah.
What they've, this has been, our research has been done now for, I imagine 10 years. And they found in people that have done meditation or done really specific mind training daily, that it builds in an area of the brain which is in the left area of your forehead, and that's the area where there's positive thought.
Oh.
So automatically people will think positive things as opposed to this what's called automatic negative thought, which is called ants.
Yeah.
So negative thoughts literally close the brain and the body down. Positive thoughts actually open and amplify everything, just like a smile or a frown. It's the same thing. You're feeling in a low mood, you begin to smile. Even if you just smile out of the blue, it begins to shift and alter your mood.
Yeah, that's true.
It changes it in the brain.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you know, this is common sense in a way, but isn't it nice that they're actually saying it's true?
Yeah, it is. And tell us more about the EEG. That's so interesting how you monitor people's brainwaves. Now, is that while they're meditating, or just do you kind of do it before and after?
I do before. I find out first before I put them on the machine, you know, where in their life is there tension or where you're really holding a lot of stress. So I know what that is first. And then when I put them on the machine, I look at their stress pattern. You know, we start talking about it, and I reiterate what they've said in the conversation, and I can immediately see what's going on. And then I do a variety of other things, and then I say, close your eyes. And let's just walk you through an imaginary countryside. So I begin to bring different parts of the brain in. So when we're done, they can begin to see how their brain responds to different stimuli. And so it's a great teaching tool.
Oh, now what do you recommend for children? My daughter is on the autism spectrum, and she's high functioning, and she's very bright. And her monkey brain makes mine look mellow. I mean, she just goes a million miles an hour in her mind, and it's really hard for her to shut down. Is that too young to start, or
how old is she?
She's 5 and a half, but she's very bright, so.
Well, I mean, she can use imagination. Imagination is getting her into alpha.
Oh, okay.
You know, just close your eyes and just imagine you're in the countryside. Look at all the colors. What colors do you see?
I see.
So you get
okay.
Her in her body, but she's using, you know, the imagination, which is so good at that age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So have you worked with children before, or helping their parents help them to kids, especially who are kind of, you know, wound up? I guess you would say.
I have a little. I've seem to work more with adults than with children. The other thing, of course, in autism, and I'm sure you've really researched it, is a lot of work with toxicity and digestion.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, all that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I just thought I'd ask. I have a lot of parents that listen that have kids with special needs, so I wanted to ask about that. But I think, I mean, it's so helpful. You know, it's funny, my husband meditated for years. He hasn't recently, but he's much more mellow than I am. So I definitely see. And every time I try, I give up. But your book has really encouraged me. Like, it's like I find it so challenging, but I know that I need to stick with it. And I'm sure there's listeners out there, too, who, like me, have tried. But that's why I want to highly recommend your book, because it just explains everything so well, and it's so interesting.
But you know, Lisa, I have a feeling that if you tried the CDs...
Yes, that's exactly what I...
Just download those CDs. They're training wheels. You can't change your mind like instant pudding. I mean, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would. Ooh, training wheels. I love that. That's a great way to think about it.
If you just use every day for 21 days, just the very first track.
Okay.
In fact, if people go to my website,
I was gonna ask
about
that.
Download that free.
Oh, that's terrific.
It's an MP3.
Okay.
And they can just download that, and they can kind of get an idea. If you do that for 21 days, they will start to do what your husband is. It's kind of like he's mellow. In other words, he doesn't react to everything. And reaction is so hard on the body. It produces cortisol and all the stress hormones that are so negative for
Yeah, they sure are. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. I'm like living proof of that. So this is why I was so interested in this. And I did mention we mentioned the two tools. There was the intention, right? And you talked about attention.
And attention.
And then what were the other two?
The other two is being able to be aware.
Okay.
Distinguish between what you think is happening versus what is actually happening.
Oh, that is so important.
A whole chapter called The Flow
mm-hmm.
in the book. And the flow is when everything begins to move, well, all the energies, it feels like, starts to move and open up. Doors begin to open up, and there is you. When you have a day like that, you just think, oh, my God, I want another one.
Yes, yeah, those are nice.
The mind, yeah.
That's great. And you first got into meditation, I think, did you say 1970, and you were living in Oregon?
Oh, wow. Well, it was at that time.
Okay.
And I actually still was in California.
Oh, you're California. Oh.
And I was teaching college, and just happened to be watching a television show called Meditation for the Middle Class. I imagine it would never be on these days. It's too slow. But I was fascinated by the whole thing. And then when the woman came to town and offered to teach it, not only that, but for people to have circles in their homes, that's how I began, very simply.
Oh, that's nice. And so for people listening, if they want to get started, again, I would highly recommend them going to your website, which I'll have you give again in a moment, to get your CDs, get the book for sure. And then even just a few minutes a day, if that's all they have. I think some people think, well, I don't have enough time. I don't have 20 minutes. So isn't it okay just to do what you can just to get started?
Absolutely. If you can do 10 minutes, you know, 10 minutes, as soon as you wake up,
and
you just do 10 minutes, that balances the cortisol and the melatonin. You won't believe your mood will be so much different during the day. And then if you could do a 10, 15, it would be wonderful, 20 minutes, before you go to sleep, you're really preparing your mind for the slowest brainwave, which is Delta. And if you don't prepare your mind, you're not going to sleep as deeply.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is so fascinating. Pat, I want to thank you so much. I am really excited to start listening. I loved your book, like I said. And tell us your website again.
My website is www.healrewireyourbrain.com.
Okay, and this interview is actually going to be up on my site, hopefully in the next few days. I'll let you know when it's going to be.
Okay.
You know. But at any rate, I want to thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I wish you lived closer.
I was about to say, do you work with people who live far away?
I'd be happy to.
Where do you live anyway?
I'm in Northern California.
That's right.
And it's about an hour north of the capital, which is Sacramento, and I'm right in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada Mountains.
Oh, that must be nice. So people can work with you over the phone then if they just needed some advice or...
Absolutely.
Oh,
sure.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be calling you and set something up because I definitely need help. And this has been great. I'm very encouraged. I'm going to listen to your CD and I'm going to start finding that alpha.